You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
Ayo, ambitious, the go-getters, the handle business, the up and rising, this is
30-30 and thriving,
the motivation, the dedication, the inspiration, this is
30-30 and thriving,
entrepreneur, making her own moves, making her own rules, this is
30-30 and thriving,
yeah, a little sexy, cool, with Amber, boom, this is
30-30 and thriving.
Hey everyone, this is AB and the debut show of 30 Flirty and Thriving,
hashtag
TFT, and I have Latresa Blackman on the show. Latresa, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So in true Amber fashion, the show is starting late. It's supposed to start at 6 o'clock, but, you know, everything that could happen, happened. I dropped my phone, cracked it, you know, the engineer almost got hit 3 times on her mile and half drive here. But we're here, and I'm so excited to have you on the show. Because it's the first show, I just want to take a minute to kind of introduce the world to what this show is all about, and then introduce myself, introduce you, and then we can jump right into it. Sound good?
Outstanding. Let's get it.
Perfect. So 30 Flirty and Thriving, I've been promoting it a little bit on social media, and I've been, trying to tell anybody who will listen what it's about, and people are asking me, like, why 30 Flirty and Thriving? What does that mean? It's actually a reference to a really girly movie. If you've ever seen 13 Going on 30 with Jennifer Garner, and the Poise magazine article was like 13 going, or it was 30 Flirty and Thriving. She's like, I want to be 30 Flirty and Thriving. So I love that movie. It's like one of my, I don't know, secret, like, so I really love that movie. And I just thought, you know, I was really scared to turn 30. I was like 28, 29. I'm like dreading turning 30. I was so scared of what that meant and being old and all of this. So once I hit 30, though, I was like, wow, this is really amazing. I'm thriving. And then it just kind of came to me, 30, flirty, and thriving. So that's what this is all about. The show is really going to be kind of following my journey, the things that I've learned, the things that I'm learning, navigating my career, relationships, family, all of that. I have really amazing conversations with people. So I thought it would be awesome to kind of get in this platform and then give other people the opportunity to get their shine on. So I'll be supporting local businesses, local artists, my women businesses, minority-owned businesses, just people, and giving them another platform to, you know, advocate for whatever they're doing. And that's why you're here, because you're doing some really amazing things, and I'm so excited to talk to you and learn more about how we can, like, better our financial health. So tell me a little bit about you and what it is exactly that you do, a little bit of your backstory.
Yeah, so I, where do I even begin? It's been a hell of a ride, we'll just say that. So I started my own real estate company. I was looking to get into real estate roughly about 2-3 years ago. But back in 2011, I was really sick. And so I had to take some time off of work, and my credit score just, like, was ugly. I mean, like, really, really, really ugly. And so when I went to start my own business, I found it very difficult to be able to get up and going as an entrepreneur because my score kept coming into play. So I came in contact to some really amazing people, and I was able to find out really good ways to improve my credit score by working with companies such as Financial Educational Services is who I represent. And I was able to get my score up really quickly in a short amount of time. What I've also found through the work of, and now I own my own real estate company, I have over 25 rental properties. You know, things are just amazing, amazing, amazing. I flip houses. I'm really, really involved in the community. Is there's just so many people who don't understand where to start. You got to keep in mind, like, 42 million people have a credit score of less than 600.
Really?
42 million.
That's crazy.
All right. So that's your mama, your brother, your
sister.
Less than
600?
Less than 600.
How does that even happen?
A lot. We can start with Gucci shoes, but ain't pay the rent. We can start with going to the club and paying $60 to get in, but that cable cut off. You know, it gets there, right?
We've all
done it.
We have.
We've all done it, right? We look good, but that bank account is looking kind of ugly. So, and that's the way it is. Or it just could be a situation where, like myself, I went to college. And, you know, when you're in college, you get those fat refund checks. You feeling like you're living life, right? Like, oh, I can't wait to get my refund check. But now Sally calling you, Navient calling you, the grandmother calling you, everybody calling you to get their money. And so you don't realize the implications of not knowing your financial health and not knowing how important your credit score is. But 42 million people is a lot of people. And of that 42 million, 80% of that is minorities. All right.
Wow.
So that's my job, is to give back information so that people can not only buy their own home, have a less interest rate on a car, but more importantly, have the education they need so they never have to worry about their credit score and live life to their fullest.
Wow. So what's the organization that you're representing, or the business you said?
Yeah. So it's, I work with a company called Financial Educational Services.
Okay.
All right. And so they're actually a local Detroit company. Whoop, whoop, Detroit.
Nice.
They're actually located in Farmington Hills. They've been around since 2004. And they've actually helped remove over 5 million negative items from credit reports. All right. And so that's the objective, is to get off all those things where we splurged out, where we went and bought those red bottoms, but on a credit card, you know. And so the whole point is to remove the negative, but help build your positive credit at the same time, and teach you the steps to maintain your credit going forward so that you really can thrive in life and have things that you can afford, but
right,
at a reasonable price.
So back in 2012, I bought my first house. And prior to that, there was like a 2-year period where I was on a mission to improve my credit, because I was one of those 42 million people who, you know, had
me
that.
Me too, boo. Me
I don't
too.
Even know. It was like maybe a 582 or 584. It was pretty low. And a lot of it was from being, you know, 18, 19 years old, getting my first credit card, maxing it out. It was like a $300 credit card, but they're saying I owe like $987.
Yeah.
And then I had like medical bills from having a child really young and having the bills come through and not having the, you know, financial ability to take care of them and just things like that. And I just let it build up. And I had this understanding or this impression that if you leave something on your credit for 7 years, it goes away. So I was like, I'll just wait 7 years, whatever. And then 7 years, 8 years, 10 years later, it was still there. And I'm like, what is going on? This is supposed to not be on my report anymore.
Right.
And I learned, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but I learned that, so what happens is if a company puts something on your credit report and they sell it to a credit agency, a new credit agency can buy that from them.
Absolutely.
And that 7 years renews.
Absolutely. And so what people don't understand is that, you know, people have stuff on the credit report since, you know, the 80s, you know, because companies are going to continue to sell off that file until you pay them their money.
That's
all right.
Crazy.
And so they will continue to sell it off until you pay it, or until someone else will not only buy it, because it's a write off for them. And more than likely, most people are still going to continue to pay off that debt.
Mm-hmm.
So what I teach people all the time is that when you're going through and you're disputing anything on your credit report, if you did not owe that person the debt, they are legally have to remove it from your credit report. So let's say you owed Sprint, right? And Sprint sold it to, you know, Becky. And Becky sold it to Sally. And Sally sold it to Mary. You don't really owe Becky, Mary, and Sally. You owe Sprint.
Right.
But they will put every one of them on your credit report. And so you can dispute those off, and all of them will come off at one time.
Mm.
And so the best way to improve your credit score is to dispute off the negative while at the same time building your positive.
Right. So here's my thing. So when I started finding all of these debts and I realized, wow, this has been sold to like 2 different people. It's been on my report forever. Let me call them and see how I can, you know, negotiate this $300 credit limit that is now $957 or whatever they're saying I owe. And I would call and they would be like, yeah, you have to pay us $957. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to pay you that much. The credit limit was only $300 or $350.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I use. That's what I'm going to pay y'all. And they're like, no, that's not going to work. So then I had to argue with them. And then actually I had a situation where I called and I negotiated something and paid it. And it was still on my report, and they wouldn't take it off. And I'm like, but I paid it. And I learned at that point, you're supposed to get something in writing. When you get an agreement, you have to get
Absolutely.
An agreement. Is that right?
Absolutely. And you got to keep in mind, a charge-off will still stay on your credit report. So when you call them and say, hey, you know, I want you to make an agreement. So let's say it's your $900, and you guys agree to three. Well, what the company's going to do is they're going to write off the other $600, which is a tax write-off for the company. And that's what's called a charge-off. All right? And so they're going to do a charge-off on your account. But trust and believe is still going to be on your credit report.
And that's as a negative thing,
And that's a negative thing.
Okay.
It's a negative thing. And so as you're going through, and that's what I help customers do all the time, and clients, as you're going through and looking at your debt, you know, debt weighs differently. And so if you've got a bill from 2007, as I'm working with you, I'm going to tell you, don't pay it, because 85% of things that we dispute comes off. So if I can save you that $600 before you're paying off that debt, then do so. So the best thing is about knowing the context and knowing the right way to go about it and disputing things off first. And then we're going to come back around and do the heavy hitters. So more than likely, a late payment from 2018 is going to impact your score a lot more than a late payment from 2008. So Okay. Never pay off. Just a lot of people go through and say, oh, I'm going to pay off the cheapest one first. Mm-hmm. That's not the right thing to do, because once you pay that debt off from 2008, they're going to update it. And now it's 2018.
Now it's current.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Do y'all hear this? Oh, my God.
So now that debt that was maybe, you know, from 2008 was impacting your score, maybe brought your score down like 15, 20 points. Now you just went and updated it, and now your score dropped again. And so that's why people get frustrated, because they're like, man, I just paid off all this debt and my score is not moving. It's not moving. The reason for that being is because, you know, people don't understand that when you go through and pay off old debt, it updates on your credit bureaus.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know that. That's crazy. So first thing, you're like, okay, I want to get ready to buy a house, or I want to start a business or
Absolutely.
Something like that. You first thing, you're going to want to get a copy of your credit report, right?
Absolutely. And so let me tell you something. Credit Karma, right? Everybody's heard of Credit Karma.
Mm-hmm.
All right. They're good people, right? Mm-hmm. They're free 99, right?
Right.
But Credit Karma is about 60 days behind. So you go buy that car, you go buy that house, you know, go start your business, and they're going to run your credit today. More than likely, your Credit Karma score is not going to be where you're at, because your credit score updates daily. All right. And so you want to get the most current copy of your credit report. You do get one from the federal government once a year. All right. And so you can get that for free. But I always say to get your current credit report first and then work from there.
Mm-hmm. So to get your free report, you go to annualcreditreport.com.
Absolutely.
So annualcreditreport.com, you get a copy of, you can get Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. But you don't get your score unless you pay for it, right?
Correct. But it's only $10. So
I was okay. I thought it was like 30 or something. So that's not too bad.
You spend more than that at McDonald's.
Okay, this is true. So it's a good investment. $10 is a good investment. So you know what your real FICO score is current.
Absolutely.
So you have that to work from. So what's next steps? You have your credit report. You're looking. It's sometimes, honestly, when I downloaded mine, it was like 30 something pages. It was ridiculous.
It's crazy. And so the steps from there is to come find a girl like me, right? Because we do all the work for you. And so we're going to dispute off everything on your credit report that's negative. And that's when I say everything, I mean everything. So from bankruptcies, tax liens, child support, late payments.
Wait, child support goes on your credit?
You don't know child support. Clearly you don't know. Yes. Child support will go on your credit report as well.
Wow.
So when you're not taking care of your kids, anytime you go to court for financial reasons, it's going on that report.
Wow.
So there's a lot of people, trust me, if you're dating a guy and got child support on his credit report, might be a problem. Anyway, stay focused. Next segment. But anything that's on your credit report, we'll dispute off of all three bureaus at one time. Okay. While at the same time, if you need more positive credit, such as you don't have a secure credit card, and or you maybe even need your rental income added to your credit report. So that's another thing we can do. We can add your rental income to your credit report. And on average, that's going to boost your score between 25 and 35 points. Because most people don't have that on there.
When you say rental income, you mean like your rental credit, like when you're paying your rent? Or you mean if you have income from rental properties, they add that?
No. So if you're paying rent right now, more than likely you're not getting credit for that on your credit report. Unless you're buying a home, right? If you have a mortgage, you get credit for that. So we can go through and add your rent to your credit report up to 2 years,
Wow. Which
is going to boost your score automatically, because that's going to show 2 years of a high payment and long-term good payment history.
Okay.
So there's ways that you can do it, and it's just about working with the right people and making sure you've got people that know what they're doing when doing so. My objective is to get your score as high as possible in the shortest amount of time. So you can go purchase that car, because you got to keep in mind your credit score is tied to every single thing you do.
Right.
So for example,
even jobs sometimes, like some companies, when you apply and they do a background check, if your credit doesn't check out, or if you have too much debt, or if you have any type of bad things financially on your credit report, they can rescind the offer or just not hire you, which is nuts.
The state of Michigan just started back in November doing credit checks for anyone who worked at the casinos.
Wow.
So if you work at a casino, heads up, all right, or you're looking to get a job at a casino, heads up. They just started back in November. If your score is less than a 650 and you work at any casino in the state of Michigan, you have 1 year to get your score up, if not automatic termination. So it is no joke out here.
Wow.
And like I said, that's majority of the people, 42 million people have a score of less than 600. So not only that, but even when you pay your car insurance, 40% of your car insurance is based off your credit score. So every part of your life.
You are dropping you dropping facts like this. I didn't even know. I'm learning so much. And I thought I knew. I did a whole YouTube video years ago. I'm like, I'm learning a whole bunch of new stuff.
42%. I mean, 40% of your car insurance is based off your credit score. Anytime someone says, what's that social? They're running that credit. Even if it's not reporting to your credit bureau, they're running it. So you go call DirecTV, they're running it. You go call DTE, they're running it. Everywhere you go, they're running your credit.
So now earlier you mentioned after you get a copy of your report and you start disputing some of the negative items, you can also get secured credit. Can you talk a little bit about that for people who don't know what a secured credit line is?
Yeah, I find it very, very common. So when I have conversations with people, I say, do you have a secure card? And yeah, they'll say like, oh, yeah, I got that Victoria's Secret card. I got that Macy's card. That unfortunately is not a secure credit card. So a secure credit card is from one of the four major powerhouses. So you've got Discover, you've got Visa, MasterCard, and American Express. And so these are the, as I call, the top dogs of the credit industry. And what that means is that you've got a card that's approved to them. So let's say you've never had credit before. You're straight out of college. You don't have any credit at all. You're trying to get an apartment, but you keep getting denied. We can get you 100% guaranteed of a secure credit card for less than 9% interest rate just by partnering with us and guaranteed. So it won't, and it also will not show up as a negative inquiry on your credit report.
So what does that mean? So when it's secure, that means that you have to first put the money up front.
Correct.
And then you have to turn around and pay it.
Yeah. So what you'll do is a lot of the secured credit card that we work with, they'll actually match it. So if you put $300, they'll match it. So your limit will be $600.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah. So they'll match the amount. Okay. All right. And so the $300 you put on there is just for a security deposit in worst case scenarios. But I always tell my clients, like, you never want to keep more than 30% of your credit limit or amount that you're approved for on your credit card.
That's
so if you got $1,000, right, just keep it at home.
That's my struggle.
Just keep it at home. If you've got a $1,000 limit, you never want to be above 300. Billionaires, millionaires, which is where we're going, right? They're less than 3%. So
really?
Yes.
So wow.
Billionaires and millionaires are less than 3%. So
that's
if that's where you're moving towards, that's where you need to be.
Yeah. So I got when I was trying to build my credit and I went through, I got my credit report, started disputing some of the negative items, paying them off. I got a secured loan. Mm-hmm. So I gave my credit union $1,000. They turned around and gave me $1,000 back. And then I put that money in a bank and then just made payments on the loan.
Yes.
I also got a secured line of credit for $500. I gave my credit union $500. They gave me a credit card for $500. And then I used less than 30% of it every month.
Hey, hey.
And then I paid the whole thing off every month.
Good.
And I did that for about a year and it made a tremendous impact. But
absolutely.
To have a company that matches the amount. So if I could have got a $1,000 credit, that's awesome. It gives you a little bit more. But again, you need to make sure that you're able to pay
you
it off every
it.
Single
As
month.
As I say, leave
yes.
it at home. Just leave it at
yes.
home.
Just cut it up and then just, you know, pay your phone bill every month with
right.
it or your
and
card.
And that's a great point because, you know, a lot of cards, you can get cash back bonuses, right? And so if you've got a phone bill or something you pay automatic, just pay your credit and use your credit card to pay it. And then you'll get that money right back. And
you
so
just turn around and pay your credit
exactly.
card with your check. Smart.
Yes.
Smart, smart, smart.
Yes, yes, yes,
cool.
yes.
All right. So we have, it's about 6:36. So I think I want to take a break just to give you guys, because it's our first show, what we're going to do every show is midway through the show, we're going to play a song or spoken word or some sort of art from a Michigan-based artist. And today, the person, if you guys heard the intro, 30 Flirty and Thriving was done by an artist from Jackson, Michigan by the name of IMYP and Studio 108. So they actually, IMYP has a song called Relax and Chill. He was just featured artist on Lansing's Power 96.5, featured artist of the month for that Relax and Chill song. So we're going to play that and take a little bit of a break, and then we'll be right back afterwards.
We had beautiful weather here for this week, mostly sunny skies and highs in the upper 80s. Overnight tonight, partly cloudy, mild, with those temperatures dropping down into the mid-70s. Now, we've got some big changes here for the upcoming work week. Starting tomorrow, lots of sunshine, with highs in the upper 80s heading into next weekend.
Hey, yeah, let's go, boy. Barbecue on the grill.
Yeah.
Spade game, it's my turn to deal.
Uh-huh.
Take you back to 91, Jazzy, Def, and Will. Summertime, perfect time to relax and chill. For real, I just wanna relax and chill. I just wanna relax and chill.
For the summertime.
Yeah. I just wanna relax and chill. I just wanna relax and chill.
For the summertime.
Hey,
hey. Hey yo, barbecue on the grill. Spade game, it's my turn to deal.
Uh-huh.
Take you back to 91, Jazzy, Jeff, and Will. Giving you that old school feel. Hey yo, summertime.
Madness.
Reinventing the
classic.
A lot of people, we just making it happen. Perfect time for a summertime anthem.
Yeah.
That feel good music to get you dancing. Summertime cookout.
Uh-huh.
You know, my auntie bringing the greens, the beans, potatoes, tomatoes, you name it. Everything starts around 6. They say they want a hoop, so I'm pulling out the new kicks. I'm thinking that I'm Mellow from the New York Knicks. Everybody looking good, pulling up in their whips. No jealousy in the air, good vibes everywhere. Before we get to eat, bow your heads for a prayer. You couldn't celebrate the summer in a better way. And you couldn't ask God for a better day.
Yeah, let's go, boy. Barbecue on the grill.
Yeah.
Spade game, it's my turn to deal.
Uh-huh.
Take you back to 91, Jazzy, Def, and Will. Summertime, perfect time to relax and chill. For real, I just wanna relax and chill. I just wanna relax and chill.
For the summertime.
Yeah. I just wanna relax and chill. I just wanna relax and chill.
For the summertime.
Hey.
Everybody showing love.
Uh-huh.
It's good to see the smiles and the hugs.
Good.
It's good to hear the joy and the laughter.
Yeah.
These moments in time forever last us. Ladies got their hair did, fellas got a fresh cut. I'm headed home to shower to get freshen up.
Uh-huh.
Then back to the party I go. This the time of the year when everybody come home. If they moved out of state, they know the time and the date.
Uh-huh.
Of when we had a cookout, so they headed this way. You couldn't celebrate the summer in a better way.
Uh-huh.
And you couldn't ask God for a better day.
Yeah, let's go, boy. Barbecue on the grill.
Yeah.
Spade game, it's my turn to deal.
Uh-huh.
Take you back to 91, Jazzy, Def, and Will. Summertime, perfect time to relax and chill. For real,
I just wanna relax and chill.
I just wanna relax and chill.
For the summertime.
Yeah. I just wanna relax and chill. I just wanna relax and chill.
For the summertime.
Hey.
We're looking at the latest data. We'll continue to bring you the very latest. I do wanna encourage you though. We could see maybe about 1 to 200 inches of rainfall, wind gusts.
And we're back. What a perfect song. It's May 1st. That summer. That song, is. It just reminds me of summer. It's like relax and chill, barbecuing, spending time with family. That's how I felt today. Although the weather change has like messed with all of my allergies and sinuses and craziness. But I was like, it's so beautiful outside. I just wanted to be outside and relax and chill. So shout out to YP for that.
Yes, I'm about to get... Am I download that? Is that on iTunes?
I think so. I should know this. but I will put the links on all my social media and all of that. But yeah, I think it is on iTunes. I know it's like on SoundCloud and all of that. But yeah, so shout out to IMYP. You can find him on Instagram, Facebook, all of that. And then Latrice, while we have him, while we're talking about that, how can people contact you or reach out to you if they're interested in learning more?
Yeah, so I'm obviously on all of social media. So if you're looking at me on Instagram, I'm at LovingYou22. All right. And then on Facebook, I'm at Taking Steps Realty under my business page. All right. And then at the end of the show today, too, I'll give out my business number for business inquiries.
Only. Business inquiries only.
That's it.
We need to make that clear because some
that's
crazy.
It. No, don't be my DM for nothing else.
All Amen. Right. All right. So before we took the break, we were talking about getting a secured card as your next step to building your financial
Absolutely.
Health. So obviously this is a process. It doesn't happen overnight.
Absolutely.
So can you tell us a little bit more about what that process looks like and timing? How long does it take? What results can you kind of expect? And also maybe some things or some steps that people probably don't know they need to take.
Absolutely. So first and foremost, when we're disputing everything off, all right, I always drop knowledge, right? Because a lot of people just don't know what they don't know. And I think a lot of people with credit, that's the situation is that, you know, even for myself, I didn't grow up and people just taught me about credit. You don't take a class in high school to teach you how to build credit. You don't take a class in college to teach you how to build credit.
You should.
Right? But you're getting free t-shirts on every corner on opening that credit card, right? And so you just out here splurging and can't fit that shirt no more. Right? But
right.
Just, still paying for it. So I always tell people is knowledge is power. And so when it comes to the reason why you're able to do this and dispute things off, because there's a Fair Credit Act reporting from 1971 that says that anyone that wants to dispute anything off their credit report, they can do so. It's up to the credit bureaus to prove why it has to stay on there. And they only have 30 days. Okay. So if they don't respond within 30 days and or can't prove that you owe that person that debt, remember we talked about Sarah and all her friends, right? Then it has to come off your credit report. Absolutely has to come off. And so, and that's what I tell people to start. Keep in mind, you have, that means that's 30 days off rip. On top of that, the secure credit card, we can get you in days. All right. Mm-hmm. Adding your rental income to your credit report, we can get you in 2 weeks. All right. So my objective is to kind of get you going, get the wheels going as soon as possible. So then when we're at about that 45 day mark, we know exactly where we're at.
Uh-huh.
So we know exactly where we're at. And so if that is the case, then we'll be able to, you know, kind of get things moving. Get things moving and be able to continue the process. My goal and objective is for anyone that comes on board and works with me is to get them where they need to be within 90 days. All right.
Okay.
So give me 90 days. Because keep in mind, we talk about some heavy hitters. I mean, if you got a bankruptcy, you know, we're going to actually have an attorney that's on staff that's going to go to court for you. They're going to go to litigation for you for no additional charge. So you got to give the time to build up to that process and get into that place. Keep in mind as well that you didn't get this debt overnight. It's not going to come off overnight. So
right.
Be patient with it. A lot of people get frustrated along the process, but be patient with it and it'll start moving. Trust me, once it moves big. And so on average in the first 45 days, I'm usually seeing the credit score improve by about 95 points.
Wow. In 30 days?
Yeah. Because you got to think, we're building your positive while we're removing your negative. So 45 days is going to give us time for the credit bureaus to have to respond back to us, right?
Mm-hmm.
On top of that, we've already put your rental income on there. If you don't already have a mortgage, or if your mortgage is only in your name or in your partner's name, we can add the other person. On top of, we got to secure a credit card. On top of, we give you the education. On top of, we pay down that revolving credit. So it's just, it's a package. It's not a one shoe fits all. It just depends on the situation. But most people, we're seeing major movement in 45 days.
Wow. I feel like it took me a lot longer than that when I was trying to
rebuild
mine. That's right. That's right.
Because you didn't call
me. I was trying to figure it out on my own. I literally, and I think a lot of people do that. They try to figure it out on their own. They get frustrated.
Absolutely.
They give up. They're like, forget it. I'll just have bad credit, whatever.
Absolutely. It's so expensive. It's so expensive, you know. And so I always tell people, like, when you go to buy a car, go to your bank first and get a pre-approval just like you would for a home versus going, you know, to a car lot and having them run your credit, especially if you got bad credit.
Yes. You know what? So I learned that. I just, like I said, I just financed my first car by myself when I got divorced this year. So it was an experience for me. And I went to my credit union. Shout out to MSU FCU because they are the bomb.com, just saying. But I went to them and I got a pre-approval first. And they was like, yeah, cool. They just gave me a check and was like, you know, you have however many days, I can't even remember. I think it was 6 months to find the car that I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went to the dealership, it was so easy. I just picked out the car I wanted, gave them the check. I didn't have to sit there for hours filling out, seeing if I was approved by whatever creditors they were going through.
Honey.
Paying that high interest rate. I have such a low interest rate. It was such a phenomenal experience. And that's the benefit of having like a decent credit score, because you can't do that when you've got a 583
no,
or whatever.
No, honey. When you're rolling in there in the fives, the fours, you plan on being there all day.
You're going
right?
to be there all day. You're going to leave with a high payment,
right.
high interest rate, a broke down car 2 months later. And
still paying $600.
Yes.
And still paying $600
on a car you don't have.
On a car you don't have, and a car that's going to break down. And that's why people are like, just come get it.
Nah, exactly.
I don't want to pay for it no more. It's not worth it.
Exactly.
But drop knowledge, right? And so keep in mind when you go buy a car, you got three bureaus, right? We got TransUnion, we got Equifax, and we got Experian. When you go to buy a car, they're going to take your lowest of your three. All right? So they purposely are setting you up for failure. They're going to take your lowest of the three. And that's what they're going to base your credit score off of. Not your average, not your highest, your lowest one.
Mm.
So they're in it to make money. It's a business.
And so when you go to buy a home, they take your middle score, right?
Girl, you got some. Look at
I mean, because I've done it. I had to
look
learn this
you.
On my own. I had to learn it on my own, but it was hard, like, figuring that out. And and I'm checking all the time to make sure my middle score is where it needs to be to get that low interest rate in my home loan. And it wasn't easy. And so, I mean, it would have been great to have somebody like you to kind of coach me along or take care of it for me even so I can get back to doing the things that I like to do.
Hey.
And not have to worry about those stressful things, calling people. That's, like, my least favorite thing to do in the world is call people and deal with people on the phone and try to argue with them
all day
about my own money.
About your money.
Yeah. So yeah.
And they're not
that.
Usually friendly. Like, what you call here for?
Yeah, they have an attitude. I'm like, I'm trying to pay you. You want my money or not? Not? Okay, goodbye. Like, I'm not going to argue with you. Exactly. Because I'll call back tomorrow. But see, so that was another trick that I tried. And this is how I know a lot of things have changed. When I was trying to fix my credit, I was under the impression that if you called and you tried to negotiate with them and they wasn't having it, you could hang up, call back a few days later and get somebody else.
Right.
Well, now they're sneaky. They assign people to your case so nobody else will talk to you, which means if that person just has an attitude or wants, sure they get money for like how many debts they collect or whatever. So if they just want to get their money or whatever, like then they're not going to negotiate with you and you're just stuck with that person. So that sucked when I learned that.
And let me just, you know, I'll drop some Detroit knowledge on you too. You know, Detroit, as far as being homeowners in the city of Detroit, is in the bottom five top cities in America. All right. Less than 10% of people in Detroit own their own home.
And you, so some more Detroit knowledge. So I used to actually work for the state and helping with helping people get out of tax foreclosure. Mm-hmm. So a lot of when Detroit was booming and all of these people, you know, these hardworking people, manual laborers, you know, actually made a decent level living. And there were a lot of homeowners in Detroit and they bought these homes and then they passed them down to their children and their grandchildren. And then the children and the grandchildren didn't keep up with the taxes. Mm-hmm. And so they got repo by the government. And so there's a lot of people, you know, sitting in nice, decent homes, but just let the taxes get away from them. And then that goes on their credit. You can get your home taken away.
Absolutely.
And to me, that's really sad because, you know, these people's family works so hard. Mm-hmm. You know, that was probably like their pride and joy to actually own a home in Detroit and then to have it repo because of tax payments and things like that. But that's something else that can affect your credit score.
Absolutely. Foreclosures, you know, evictions, it all goes hand in hand. And, you know, it's really sad that people just don't know how to get it fixed. You know, I come in contact with people all the time. They'll just won't even say, what's your score? Oh, I don't know. You know, when's the last time you checked your score? It's been a couple of years. Where do you think you're at? Oh, you know, I'm somewhere, you know, around. And so knowledge is power. And so when you're going to start a business, I'm all about entrepreneurship, right?
Yes.
So when you're going to start a business, when you're going to go make your own, when you're going to get away from corporate America, you have to make sure your finances are in order because it's going to continue to come up. And a lot of people see your financial score, your FICO score, as to see how responsible you are from a financial perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And so continue to drive the process. Continue to not give up. Stay faithful to it. Part of what people who know what they're doing, but get the knowledge, right? You can fix it really easily.
Right.
And so on top of that, you got to protect it. Fraud is off the hook. Identity fraud is off the hook right now.
So I had my identity stolen as well. After I fixed my credit, I was so mad. I was like, you know how hard I worked for this? Like,
she didn't call me.
Oh, man. But I was like, I think it was just insult to injury because I'm like, listen, I know what it's like to have bad credit and not be able to get anything in your name. I worked so hard to get my credit up. And then somebody had the audacity to steal my credit and turn around and get some dang DTE and Comcast and all this other stuff in my name.
What,
and then
your cousin
wasn't? No, it was. This is when I lived in East Lansing and it was somebody from Detroit because it was Detroit addresses and all of this.
Man.
And you know, what's crazy is that I had to go through so much hell to get it off my report. And that's still that was like probably it's probably like 5 years ago. I still deal with it. Like, I still deal with people who, when I deal with creditors and they're like, you used to live on this address? I'm like, no, that shouldn't even be on my report anymore. Right. I've taken it off 5,000 times.
It's crazy.
It never goes away.
It never goes away. And that's what I say. Like, people ain't stealing cars. They steal identity.
And so whoever did it, to my knowledge, never got criminally held responsible for it. So
we got bigger fish to fry sometimes than to worry
about
that.
But that's crazy because for me, that was such a crime.
Absolutely.
Like,
it hurt.
It took my identity.
It hurt. So I cried. Bad. I cried for days.
Yeah.
But no, like, you know, you got to protect it. So we got car insurance to protect our car. We got, you know, rental insurance. We have homeowner insurance. But do you have insurance to protect your identity? No. Are you protecting your one thing that you have that says, I am who I am? And so with, on top of restoring your credit, we're going to give you fraud protection. We're also going to look at your life insurance. Okay, can we talk about life insurance? One day we're all going to go to be with the good Lord. That's just a given. But if I see one more GoFundMe page, okay?
Thank you. That's my biggest pet peeve.
I'm sorry. Like, rest in peace to all the homies.
Yes.
But the homies need to have some life insurance.
Okay? What is going on? Like seriously.
I can't. And that's what I'm talking about, man. Like, we got to have things in order.
Not even just for you, but for your kids. Like, seriously, if you have most jobs, most places offer life insurance. For my kids, I think I pay an extra, like, 50 cents a dollar a month or something.
Exactly.
To have enough money to be able to give my children, God forbid if anything were to happen, a proper burial and home going.
Absolutely.
For $1 a month.
And that's what I'm saying. So get your life insurance in order. Get your affairs in order. Get you a will and trust. All these things I'm talking about, you know, we can offer a service to you that includes everything we discussed today. But more importantly, protect yourself, protect your identity, and make sure you are moving your financial affairs in order. You know, I'm about building legacies. I'm about building empires and boss moves, right? And so you really have to make sure that you are financially ready to do these things. You know, a lot of people say, oh, I want to own my own salon, or I want to be able to, you know, open up, a real estate company too. And I always say, what's your finances like? You know, and so does it take a lot? No, it doesn't. But at the same time, it's going to be a factor.
But see, people don't realize that because they think, I want to do that so I can be financially secure. But mm-hmm. they don't realize you got to be somewhat financially secure before you can even get there.
It takes both.
Like, it takes money to make money. It takes
Absolutely.
You being kind of, in the right spot for you to get in the right spot. You've got to already partially be there. So, yeah, that's great. So we've got about 1 minute left. So tell us, you said you're going to tell us how people can contact
Absolutely.
You.
Yeah. So like I said, find me on Instagram at lovingyou22. On my Facebook page, you can find me at Taking Steps Realty, which is my business page. And then if you'd like to reach out to me to get more information about repairing your credit, life insurance, getting positive credit, anything around finances, real estate game, hit me up. You can reach me at 248-800-9634. Once again, that's 248-800-9634, 248-800-NEXT. You can find me.
Thank you so much
for coming on the show.
Thank you. You did such a great job. I've learned so much. And thank you, everybody, for listening. And just for those of you who are listening and not on social media, following, you can find the 30 Flirty and Thriving podcast on Instagram. It's 30 Flirty and Thriving without the G, because somebody else apparently has the name.
How rude.
You know what? Somebody else also has the best Amber, which I'm the best Amber on all social media except for Instagram, because somebody has the best Amber. And so I have to be the best Amber on Instagram. So if everybody wants to spam that girl's page and ask her, because I would like offered her money and she just didn't respond. So everyone spam her and tell her to give me my username. Damn it. Anyways. Yeah. And then on Facebook, Amber Boone. Or just look for the hashtag TFT. But thank you, everyone, for listening.
No, thank you for having me.
Yes. All right, y'all. We're out.
Peace.
Hey, yo, ambitious, the go-getters, the handle business, the up and rising. This is
30, 30 and thriving.
The motivation, the dedication, the inspiration. This is
30, 30 and thriving.
Entrepreneur, uh-huh. making her own moves, uh-huh. making her own rules. This is
30, 30 and thriving.
Yeah. Sexy, cool, with Amber, boom, this is
30, 30 and thriving.